This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The 70th anniversary of the NATO summit is underway in London. At the outset, the host, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, looking ahead, sounded a clarion call for the alliance to build upon the past.
At this council, we have the opportunity to strengthen the unity of purpose that has made NATO the greatest and most successful alliance in history, and to take the new steps that are profoundly necessary to ensure another 70 years of peace and security.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Whatever our differences, we will continue to unite around our core task, to defend one another, all for one and one for all.
The next phase of the impeachment drama here in Washington begins today on Capitol Hill. This while U.S. President Donald Trump performs on the world stage at the NATO summit. We have a report from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The House Judiciary Committee will assess whether President Trump engaged in significant misconduct in his dealings with Ukraine, as alleged in a 300-page report from the House Intelligence Committee. But it's up to Congress to decide if his actions rise to the impeachable level of high crimes and misdemeanors. Judiciary Committee members will be questioning legal experts as they discuss the constitutional framework for potentially drawing up articles of impeachment. The White House has declined to participate in the committee hearing, calling the proceedings baseless and highly partisan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A Japanese aid worker and five colleagues were gunned down and killed in eastern Afghanistan today. It happened in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar Province. A provincial government spokesman tells VOA that Dr. Tedros Nakamura and members of the Japan Medical Services were traveling to a project site when they were attacked. The doctor's Afghan driver and several security guards were among those killed. The Taliban is denying any involvement. Eyewitnesses said the attack involved at least three assailants who fled the scene. Dr. Nakamura arrived in Afghanistan after his Japanese predecessor was abducted and killed. China is expressing anger over the passage of a bill by the U.S. House targeting Beijing's crackdown on millions of ethnic Muslims, especially the country's Uyghurs. The vote was 407-1. The measure condemns China's massive detentions in so-called re-education camps in the remote western province of Xinjiang. The Senate passed a similar bill back in September. Once reconciled, a single bill goes to President Trump for his signature. Beijing claims the camps are vocational training centers. Eyes are on the U.S. stock market today after Tuesday's stumble triggered by President Trump's comments on a yet-to-be-achieved trade deal with China. Mr. Trump suggested there won't be one until after next year's election. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
This remark at the NATO summit sent Wall Street into a sharp dip.
In some ways, I like the idea of waiting till after the election.
President Trump's response to a question about his expectations of a trade deal soon with China. New tariffs on Chinese goods kick in on the 15th of this month. He also talked about a 100% tariff on French wines and cheese because of attacks on high-tech companies, including Facebook, Google, and Amazon. At one point, the Dow was down by more than 400 points before losing 280. S&P 500 slipped 20, and the Nasdaq, off once more than 100, recovered to lose just 47 points on the day. I'm Tim McGuire.
Amnesty International says it has credible new reports that more than 200 people were killed in less than a week of nationwide unrest in Iran. That is an increase of 57 from the group's previous death toll reported on Friday. Tehran sparked the protests in dozens of cities by ordering a 50% hike in the subsidized price of gasoline, further straining the finances of Iranians struggling with high unemployment and inflation in a shrinking economy. Iran crushed the demonstrations within days through a violent crackdown by security forces and by shutting off internet access nationwide for a week to stop the spread of images and information both inside and outside the country. Once again, to stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.